Public broadcasting helped make artist Bob Ross a household name. Now the late painter's company wants to give back. It is auctioning off dozens of his original works, many of them painted live on a show, to support public TV after federal funding cuts. NPR's Rachel Treisman reports.
Bob Ross brought his soothing voice, sunny outlook, and trademark afro to over 400 episodes of The Joy of Painting, which aired on PBS between 1983 and his death in 1995.
We don't make mistakes, you know. We have happy accidents.
Decades later, viewers are streaming it online and still watching it on public TV. It's a medium that Ross cherished, says Joan Kowalski, the president of Bob Ross, Inc.
He used to talk about that a lot. He felt like he was in someone's living room and it was just that one person.
At the direction of President Trump, Congress voted in July to claw back over $1 billion for the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, slashing funding for PBS and NPR stations across the country. The next month, the auction house Bonhams sold two Bob Ross paintings for over $200,000 combined, exceeding their estimated value to set a new record.
And it just got me to thinking, you know, that's a substantial amount of money. And what if?
Kowalski, along with Bonhams and American Public Television, came up with a plan. They will auction off 30 of Ross's original paintings, with all net proceeds going to APT and PBS stations nationwide. They hope the money raised will help stations pay the licensing fees to air popular programs like America's Test Kitchen, Rick Steves Europe, and The Best of the Joy of Painting. Kowalski says if Ross were alive today,
I think this would have probably been his idea.
It's rare for Ross's paintings to make it out of storage and onto the market. He painted most of these 30 works on TV, while some are from his instructional books. They won't all be sold at once. The first three paintings are going up for auction in Los Angeles in November. Here's Robin Starr, the general manager of the auction house's Massachusetts branch.
Throughout the next year or so, we will be metering out the other 27 works, and those will be coming up out of our California, New York, and Massachusetts galleries.
Many are Ross's trademark landscapes, with vibrant mountains, lake views, lush forests, and his signature happy little trees. Here he is working on Home in the Valley, a 1993 painting that will be up for auction in November.
It's very simple, and it will teach you how to use all the equipment, and it's a lot of fun.
The auction house estimates the paintings could bring in up to $1.4 million, but organizers are hoping they will once again exceed expectations. As Starr said, happy trees, happy bidding.
And with the old signature on here, I think we're going to call that one finished.
Rachel Treisman, NPR News.